So that kind of leads into the issue of treatment in the adjuvant setting, where it's kind of a different mindset, and also in terms of how tolerability, toxicity play out. I guess it's been about a year since the world changed. ESMO 2017 in the fall of 2017, all of a sudden PD-1 is out there and targeted therapy as adjuvant therapy. So to kind of get into that, I'd like to hear about your 72-year-old lady, but before you present her, can you just kind of summarize where we are 1 year later in terms of data? I don't know if there have been updates to those original trials that were presented, but globally, when you look at this adjuvant question today, what are some of the key data points that you think about?
The main updates in adjuvant treatment for melanoma are for stage 3 patients that have resected lymph nodes, and what we have are recurrence-free survival data for both dabrafenib, trametinib, and PD-1 drugs. So for dabrafenib and trametinib, we know that it improves recurrence-free survival compared to placebo. And for the PD-1 drugs, we know that pembrolizumab improves recurrence-free survival over placebo, and nivolumab improves recurrence-free survival over ipilimumab adjuvant. So this is a win for both PD-1 drugs, nivolumab and pembrolizumab, and a win for dabrafenib and trametinib. The difference among some of these adjuvant studies is that the control treatment varied in some of these studies. So pembrolizumab beat observation, and dabrafenib and trametinib also beat observation in terms of recurrence-free survival. And then nivolumab beat an active control, ipilimumab. Now, that doesn't mean nivolumab is better than pembrolizumab in the adjuvant setting. We have really no idea if that's the case, because some of these trial populations differed a little bit in terms of what risk profile some of these patients were in when they started these adjuvant trials. And we really have no idea what's better between targeted therapy in the adjuvant setting or PD-1-based immunotherapy in the adjuvant setting. And frankly, we don't really know how much better are any of these drugs compared to standard adjuvant old treatments like interferon. So randomized data with interferon are still coming, and we really still have very little information about some of these drugs in terms of overall survival.
So what about relative risk reduction in recurrence with these three types? Understanding it's indirect, one of them compares to active treatment, but even bringing in interferon, you know, if you think about the old data, because I kind of always felt like it was really borderline. It was hard to see the benefit. But in any event, what are the hazard rates that you see in these settings?
So the hazard ratios in some of these trials are reflective of approximately 30 to 40-ish% reductions in risk of recurrence with PD-1 and or BRAF MEK inhibitor. So hazard ratios 0.57, 0.6-ish, those kinds of hazard ratios. So I think these are very, very strong hazard ratios. And in some contexts, you know, it's like 50-50 in terms of risk reduction with that some of these hazard ratios. So these are really powerful recurrence-free survival improving drugs.
What about with the Nivo-Ipi comparison hazard rate there?
The hazard ratio there, I think, is 0.67. So it's pretty favorable for Nivo over ipilimumab. So I'm very convinced that adjuvant ipilimumab is done, frankly. I think when you have a better tolerated drug with a much more favorable hazard ratio in terms of reducing recurrences.
Just out of curiosity, though, in the old interferon, maybe not that old, but, you know, what kind of risk reduction was seen? Did they do randomized trials?
They did. Interferon was compared to observation mostly in some of these trials. And
right.
Almost always a high-dose interferon and pegylated interferon, they had improvements in recurrence-free survival nearly kind of across many, many different trials. So really clear recurrence-free survival benefits. I think the controversy with interferon is all the toxicities that it caused.
But again, you know, in that kind of range of, you know, 30, 40% relative reduction?
It was less effective.
That's what I thought, right? Yeah, of course, the toxicity was a gigantic issue.
I think one of the challenges in melanoma is really trying to understand how much benefit are we offering to patients and what is their baseline risk. And we have a new AJCC staging system that has just come out. So I think we're trying to wrestle with all of this. And one of the big challenges in adjuvant for melanoma is the new AJCC system came out after or kind of in parallel to when these adjuvant trials were reported. So the adjuvant trials were formally reported with the AJCC 7th edition staging. So we know kind of relative risk improvements for people with AJCC 7. However, for AJCC 8, we're now retrospectively going back and trying to relook at these adjuvant trials. But with the AJCC 8. There are some abstracts that have been published on that topic, but I think we're wrestling with new adjuvant data with an old staging system, and now we have a new staging system. So if there's a way to kind of synthesize this so we can sit down with the patient, use the most refined refined staging system that we have that's up to date, and then know how that might apply to the trial data. I think that would really help inform our conversations with patients. One of the also challenges from what we had from the AGCC staging system in general is it still only reflects overall survival and it doesn't reflect recurrence risk. So in an era now where thankfully we've come up with better new treatments, and a recurrence event in and of itself does not necessarily mean a patient's going to die from their disease anytime soon, I think we have to recognize that recurrence in and of itself may be divorced from overall survival. So as much as we can try to get data sets where we have recurrence-free survival broken down by risk profile, I think would be helpful. And at least in melanoma, where this field is so rapidly changing, I think that would be a welcome feature if we could have that.